Immigration Portraits, Voices from Denny, was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Denny students and staff come from diverse backgrounds and represent many countries. For a special project, Washington State history students interviewed school staff, capturing their immigration stories.
Denny International Middle School has staff members from all over the world. Hassan Gabid is from Somalia. He works as an English language learner instructional assistant at Denny. The African country is located on the eastern coast of the continent, with miles of coastline. Gabid talks about his care for youth in Somalia.
Yeah, my childhood in Somalia was really, you don't even notice, like, the time. You can go outside and play with everybody. So everybody's your friend. And we used to play soccer all the time. And when we come from school, like 1 o'clock around, we go outside and we play soccer like 5-6 hours and outside.
In 1991, Gabriel left Somalia when a civil war broke out and opposition group began competing for power. He arrived solo in the U.S., leaving all of his friends and family behind. He talks about what he expected America to be like, based on the international reach of Hollywood films.
Most of the time when you see the people coming from the outside like me, we watch only the movie. Okay, you're going to see like a movie place, all kind of luxury and the cars. But when you come to the reality, it's a little bit different. It's different.
And Gabby's perception of American people was different too. He reflects on the experiences he's had here.
My expectation was not that high. I was thinking it's going to be tough. But when I found here, I found it different. There are so many people that are so friendly. And I can give you one example. I came from the work and my car broke down the road. And I have almost a quarter mile from my house. And I took gentlemen, they come up their car and they helped me pushing my car up to the hill to my house. Yeah, it was really a good thing that to know that the people, they are not that much different.
10 years after he left Africa, Gabi went back to Somalia to visit family. He talks about how his home country had changed while he was away.
Since 1991 up to now, it's still some part of Somalia. Some of them, they're okay, they're peaceful. But most of the south, like Mogadishu, suburb, the area close to the Mogadishu, still the fighting is going on. And you cannot imagine all the infrastructure. All the buildings is totally damaged and destroyed by civil war, and people are fighting each other for no reason most of the time. But now if you can go back, it's like a ghost city.
Mr. Gabi came to America and started something beautiful, a small family. He talks about how he met his wife.
I think I was shopping. I went to a grocery store, and I met her, and I just talked to her. How are you doing? Because we understand the language, and we start from there. Yeah.
Mr. Gabid and his wife now have a baby daughter. In addition to enjoying family life, Mr. Gabid also feels that he is making an impact with his job. He talks about the benefits of being a teacher.
Back home, you cannot get a lot of support when the kids go to school. I mean, you go to school, teacher, and you, that's it. But here, there's a lot of support. So I'm glad to be a part, one of them, who's going to help the kids. And also, I'm learning also. When you are teaching something, you're learning.
Immigration Portraits is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by 8th grade students Abdi Ali, Sierra Carpenter, Carrie Sun, and Tevin Wright from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Cultural Center. Special thanks to Denny teachers Ellen Liu and Jeff Treistman, interview guest Hassan Gadid, For Culture, the Washington State Arts Commission, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Original music by Jack Straw resident artist Jason Parker. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.